Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
So we are here to talk about why are there more leaks at Nintendo than ever before?
It sure
seems like the leaks just keep coming, and they have not been able to really stop them. And we are, maybe the rumor mill is spinning on the week of potentially the Nintendo Direct. That's leaked.
Weeks ago. This big,
huge
moment that was supposed to be this anchor of, you know, late summer into fall. All these surprises, all this news. A lot of it we still don't know. But, I mean, people have been talking about this for, it seems like, 2 weeks now.
Right.
And one of the company's, you know, big things is surprising and delighting fans. Mm-hmm. But more and more, it just seems like the big surprises get leaked, which is so interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, Nintendo's very focused on surprising and delighting fans, as you say, and they want to keep a lot of their announcements a surprise for that reason. But the other reason that's really important to them that we just got drilled into us when we were working there is this idea of expectation management. And the earlier things leak, like a potential Nintendo Direct, the more people start to churn on the potential announcements that might be coming out of it, starts to inflate the expectations. Oh, here comes Animal Crossing. Here comes the next
Smash Brothers. Already a million theories about
exactly
what could be in this thing that Nintendo has not even confirmed yet.
And ultimately, how that ends up being kind of negative for Nintendo is when they finally do make the announcement and none of these things are in it, people are ultimately disappointed.
What do you mean? I talked myself into this. It's
exactly.
not real.
Exactly. The summoning circle.
Now I'm mad at you.
I did it. And you didn't announce the next Animal Crossing? I'm so mad.
How dare you?
So, yeah. So it's been very difficult for them to control these leaks. It's becoming almost like more common to have a leak than to not have a leak at this point.
Yeah.
Which was not the situation, you know, a few years ago. So how did this happen? What is going on inside Nintendo as they're trying to deal with this current situation?
Yeah, it definitely makes us reflect on our time working there where we were involved in all sorts of big announcements. And we were always just like drilled so hard of like, nothing can leak. The most important thing is that we have a surprise. We'd often, you know, get talked to of like, look, we might be making some trade-offs. The thing that we always want to prioritize over anything else is that element of surprise. As long as we can do that, we're going to, you know, be on top, we're going to get the most out of this news. Mm-hmm. And that just hasn't been there for like over a year, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, you think of, gosh, the Switch 2, like the lead up.
The lead up to that.
From like the start of this year until that thing came out.
Yeah.
It was just like one leak after another.
It was just so hilarious and almost a little shocking to us because this is our first hardware launch outside of the company. And to get to January of this year where we finally saw our first look at Switch 2 and it looked exactly
that was it.
Like the leaked photos
that,
you know, those manufacturers were putting out was just like, wow, this is a real facepalm moment in terms of like, that surprise is completely gone.
Right. So, you know, you do kind of ask yourself, like, well, what changed for the leaks to become more commonplace now versus the past? And one thing that is just kind of a fact for them, and, you know, you could spin it of like, hey, this is a good thing because so many more people care about Nintendo, and so many more people are like so into, you know, Nintendo and the Switch 2 and everything. They're like rabid for any sort of information. And it's not like there weren't already rabid fans before, but with the Switch 2 being as big as it is, a lot of these franchises are bigger than they've ever been before. Right. There's just more and more people who are rabid for this information. So this means there's more people who are trying to find ways to get at it, kind of poke at it. Who can I contact? Who can I find? Oh, is there a back door in this website or whatever? But then there's also like people who are maybe thinking like, well, maybe I should leak. And I don't understand the mindset of these people at all. But people who like, I'll be rewarded. I'll be a hero on the internet for whatever that's worth.
Internet fame.
I'll have the internet fame. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, feeling, you know, that building anticipation. Yeah. I could be the one to do this, to make this happen for all these people, my adoring fans. They will love me for this. So there's just this building thing
around everything. It's almost like a monster that they've created.
Around
like a hungry
everything
monster.
Nintendo right now.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it's very analogous to what we saw with Apple when, like, the iPhone became such a popular thing. And now they've reached a point where they just seem to have completely given up on all of these
leaks. Exactly. Like, they don't even control it anymore.
Yeah, it's going to leak. You know, we'll do what we can to make it seem cool and feel cool. Yeah. Ironically, there's an Apple event this week.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think most people even know.
I think we know what's in it.
Everybody knows what's in it. But they've just kind of, like, you know,
given up.
They waved the white flag on this.
Yeah.
And I don't think Nintendo likes to wave the white flag.
They're not waving any flags.
Take it from us. They don't like.
Stubborn.
They don't like to do that. But they've kind of entered that zone of where just like the mania around the thing is bigger than ever.
It's so crazy too because we kind of laughed about this, but it's also just like such a monster of their own creation. It's like the Nintendo Direct cycle that we're just locked into right now, where like, in the days before, weeks before a Nintendo Direct comes out, there are all these leaks leading up to it. The thing happens. We spin on the thing that gets announced. And then immediately afterwards, there is speculation, almost like an hour afterwards.
Right. When's the next one?
When's the next one? So you're just creating this like endless cycle. It's exhausting.
Kind of a side topic. I don't think that's a healthy mindset
for
fans
not.
To have, because you never really appreciate the thing that is, you know, staring
in front
you in the
of
face.
You, yeah.
But you do have to think back to, well, why was Nintendo Direct created, which we both were involved in, were there at the time. There was so much news from every different direction, from every different region. It was like, we need something that will consolidate all of this into something that a fan can just, I'm going to sit down for 20 minutes and I'm going to just get all of the news that I need for
directly
any
from
given
Nintendo.
Stretch of time. And that it's, you know, almost like too good of a format that now you're starting to see some of these issues around it becoming more and more prevalent because that format has just become so popular. And still, nobody else out there has perfected the formula in the same way that Nintendo has.
Well, they came up with it.
Sure.
Ironically,
but it's been 10 years.
Ironically, we were talking about Apple a moment ago, and that was a big inspiration for Nintendo Direct, was like Apple does these September conferences where they just put all their information out there,
and that was sort of Mr. Iwata was a big admirer,
huge Apple file
of Apple.
Oh yeah,
yes.
He always carried like a stack of Apple products.
He was the only one at Nintendo who was using like any Apple devices for a period of time.
Yes, he was,
and they became more and more prevalent. But he was always like, "No, this is what I'm using because I like this stuff,
I like this
company."
Exactly.
Yes.
So there was a lot of inspiration that happened there. Obviously, Nintendo Direct with Mr. Iwata's brainchild, and it was exactly that, a place where you can, you know, one-stop shop to get all the news directly from the company itself.
Right.
But yeah, you've created sort of this like monster. Like I don't think anyone knew it was going to grow up to be like this. When it first was a thing, it was definitely a bit more humble. But now it's this massive thing that Nintendo has almost like lost control of it because people are so rabid for the information. Like to your point, like everyone is just out there trying to poke holes to see, you know, what is going to be announced in the next Direct, and whether it's for just because they want to know because they're so rabid for the information, or because they're, you know, internet cloud chasers or whatever else, whatever the reason is. I mean, media sites just latch onto this stuff because it's the thing that gets the clicks. So it has just become like, it kind of spiraled out of control, I think. Yeah.
So the next logical question then is like, well, okay, where are these leaks coming from?
Because
there's a lot of different possibilities around it. And, you know, I do still believe that, like, the first party side is still pretty secure. Like, there are some exceptions. Like, remember Pioro? And it seemed like Pioro had some way to, you know, see a website update before it got pushed live. There are still edge cases where people will find something in the infrastructure to get information.
Yeah.
But I do still believe that the people there are scared straight.
They are very scared.
Around the leak. They are true believers. They work on these things in small enough numbers, small enough teams. That was something that we would always see when it got more and more confidential. There's fewer and fewer people working on it.
Yeah.
To the point where you almost wonder, like, how are we going to get anything done? There's
exactly,
like, three of us.
Exactly.
But they have to. That is their burden to carry.
Exactly. And it's one of those things where, you know, they do have a lot of very strict processes inside Nintendo to control the first party information. It is a very complicated process to get disclosed, quote unquote, on information that you think you may need to do your job, but, you know, the higher ups in Nintendo were always very careful about who is actually getting that information, to the detriment of a lot of times the people that were working on something, because they would have to work, you know, 4x times hard just to do a simple thing because no one else was disclosed.
Right. So at least in our eyes, as people who used to work there, we're crossing the first party side mostly off.
Mostly
off
there
in terms of where all of these things could be coming from.
Yeah, there are a small percentage of people that, you know, inside Nintendo that may have the mentality almost, you know, there are also fans, of course. Like, people that work there are also, of course, fans of the company as well and the stuff that, you know, is getting announced. And there may be this mentality of, like, well, if I leak something or if I share this information with somebody else outside the company, I'm actually doing the company a favor. I'm actually helping
them. Seems like people
them.
Really want to know this. I'll just tell them.
Like, I'm creating hype.
Right.
I'm almost, like, marketing the game in, like, a sort of a rogue. I'm going rogue.
I'm Robin Hood.
Yeah. Like, I'm going rogue, but I'm actually doing the company a favor.
Sure.
So, you know, there are all kinds of people that work at Nintendo, but for the most part, a lot of people that work at the company are fans just like you and me, you know? So they get excited, too.
Over the years, we did see some cases of that. Those people were dealt with swiftly.
Swiftly. Very swiftly.
But those people do pop up from time to
time.
And
they exist.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's look beyond first party. Nintendo works with a lot of partners.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about these Switch 2 hardware leaks earlier in the year. Where were those coming from?
The manufacturers.
All of these manufacturers, all these factories, all these people just, no problem. And you know, that's where a lot of this iPhone stuff, any sort of physical electronic device.
That's just hard.
The same cycle seems to happen, and they have a lot of incentives to leak that stuff, and there's very little, seemingly, that any of the actual manufacturers can do. So, you know, that's obviously where that came from. But then we talk about, you know, this Direct that's been rumored for weeks, all of these other Directs that people, you know, seemingly know about so far in advance.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a general Direct or a partner Direct, there are people outside the company at other studios, publishers, developers who know about it. And you would think they should also have a strong incentive to not leak the information. But I'll say, nobody's incentive is ever going to be as strong as a Nintendo employee.
Exactly.
Nobody's ever going to have that much pressure put upon them, that the fear of, literal fear of God put upon them.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's where our mind goes when we hear about these things. Like, well, one of these games that's in one of these showcases, somebody found out. So they're like, let me tell you a thing or two, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's like, it's pretty logical. It's like, the wider the circle is, obviously, the more potential people know about this, the more potential they can tell somebody else. And they don't have the internal rigor that a Nintendo first party, you know, that the true Nintendo employees have. They don't have that kind of strictness. So they're probably a little bit less concerned about certain things leaking. And maybe for them, it's like, I want the hype. You know, I'm in this Direct.
Right.
This is my only shot to, like, get that excitement for my game. Like, I don't care. Like, I want the hype from this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's, you know, there's nothing that Nintendo can really do to ensure that those external studios follow the same processes or doing the same thing. They just can't do that.
They can tell them, but that's pretty much where it ends.
They can say, hey, be careful with this, please. And it's like, yeah, sure.
Okay, whatever.
No problem.
Bye.
Yeah, and we would joke like, oh, well, you know, once this thing gets to Europe, that thing's going to leak. Like, we had our own jokes of like, well, we kind of know when
where this is coming from.
Something might happen. Yeah, and exactly. we were very aware of the like leak danger zones of like, okay, on this date, this information's getting shared here. So the risk is going to escalate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just be aware.
Yeah.
But it was always a dicey process.
The closer you got
along the way, as
the
you got closer and closer to the thing. And, you know, if you look at.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Specific to this Nintendo Direct that's supposedly happening this week. All the information of what people are saying, and people are now starting to say even more and more detailed things about the contents of the Direct, they seem to be focused on
third-party
games. So, for example, like, you know, Switch Force has now become one of the ringleaders of Nintendo leaks, and he was out there saying, like, well, there's going to be three games with the number 7 in there. He's starting to play these games, these guessing games. And we'll see. We'll find out. I don't think any of these games are Nintendo first party games. I think this is coming to him from third parties.
Right, right.
And it does seem like Switch Force is starting to, you know, pull a lot of pages out of the Puro playbook. And I think we all know what happened to Puro. So I think just a word of advice to Switch Force is be careful, because, you know, yes, this can be an exciting thing of like, oh my gosh, everybody's on pins and needles for my next update.
Risky.
You're on pins and needles until you get that phone call or somebody shows up at your door and you disappear.
Yeah.
So that's just a word.
Again, we don't know why people do this.
It
seems to not be worth it at all.
A popular video we did that there is no upside to being a video game leaker.
Yeah,
was a popular video that we did. That's a video that continues to get views, and it's like either you continue to leak, eventually you might get something, you'll get enough things wrong that people, you know, like,
you're like discredited.
You can't be trusted anymore, like, because people don't want to be wrong. People don't like to be wrong. If somebody's going to go to the trouble of leaking, they better be right.
Right.
But if you have enough right, it's like winning in Vegas. If you have a perfect win streak, like,
the cameras are on you.
Sir, let me show you the door.
Exactly. You know, they will walk you out of there.
You're going to draw the attention of these companies of the information that you are leaking, and they're going to make sure that you're not leaking anymore. So again, from our point of view, there's no upside to doing this.
This is a terrible idea.
Absolutely no upside to doing this. Right.
Yeah.
So what can Nintendo do if they're in this new era where the interest is so high and everybody just wants to know and there's more and more avenues for people to get this? Should they just throw up their hands and be like, well, you know what?
Wave the white flag.
We actually can't. Yeah. We're going to be like Apple. Just find out what you find out, or maybe you go on a spoiler watch or something and you tune into the Direct anyway. Or maybe it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
What should they do?
Yeah, I mean, they really do run a pretty tight ship on the first party side still. Like we were saying, like, you literally got the fear of God and your job being fired from your job. Like, that fear was really real at Nintendo. And, you know, we joke around about the Nintendo ninjas. Like, this is the actual employees at the company. That is their job, to investigate leaks. They're a team at Nintendo that gets paid to do this. And
they're elite.
They are very elite. Yes. They're very good at their jobs. And
they will solve these cases.
Exactly.
The case will get solved.
Right.
We don't know if it might take a week. It might take a year. They will solve it.
Right. And we've been part of many conversations with them in the past when leaks have happened and they're trying to get at the source of how a leak happened. And they're very precise about finding the information that they need to solve the case. So they're still doing, you know, a lot of work internally to make sure none of the first party stuff leaks. I think where it becomes difficult is obviously with the partners, and obviously when it becomes something outside of Nintendo. You know, we saw it happen with manufacturers. We saw it happen with third party developers. Once you kind of leave the secure ring, the secure lockdown of Nintendo, like, then it becomes much harder for Nintendo to control it.
Yeah. I do wonder if there are some steps that they can take with the third-party partners. Again, you can never impose the very extreme rules that you have internally upon them. But I do wonder if there's something that they can do to just, like come on, let's keep a list of names. Like, there's, I think they should continue to investigate around that side of, like, what else can we do that is not going to be, you know, putting a boot on these people's neck and make them be like, gosh, I don't like working with Nintendo. I don't want to be in this thing. I'm scared to be in this Nintendo Direct. I'm just going to go deal with Sony.
And that can happen.
Yes, exactly. Like, if I have a third party game, like, you might have your pick of the litter of, like, well, which partner do I want to align with?
Yeah.
And if Nintendo is just such a pain in the butt, and scaring,
not worth it.
Scaring your employees about this, then it becomes not worth it. So they need to find a kind of sensitive, appropriate way. And frankly, you know, that team at Nintendo, that publisher developer relations team, like, they're very good at being at that conduit where, like, they will push back on first party if it's like you're kind of overstepping your bounds.
And they'll try to do it too. Like, the first party team will definitely try to overstep.
Yeah.
But the third party publishing, like, team, they're pretty good at becoming a shield sometimes for these poor developers.
Right.
Because they are incentivized to keep those relationships strong, because you do want to have strong showing in the direct from these partners. You can't carry everything with first party. You can carry a lot of it with first party, but not everything. So they do need to kind of walk that tightrope a little bit. But yeah, I do wonder if they've tried to kind of be a little bit more strict about the way that they communicate the strong need to keep these things under wraps. I'm sure they have, but I do wonder if there's, like, actual processes that they can put in place. I also wonder sometimes if they've ever tried that thing where you put out, like, a fake leak.
Oh, the fake leak.
To try to track it.
There were a couple of those that you know, supposedly happened during our time there that, like, we didn't know.
We didn't know about.
So it's like, ask it, like, we frankly just don't know
what
background
was fake and what was real
on those were.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely people there who would like to hatch such an idea and put it out in the world, but we just don't know.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, though.
Right. I do start to wonder, though, like, you know, we talked about the origins of Nintendo Direct and, like, the need that was put there to fill.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do we have new needs now where the plan needs to get evolved into this next thing where, hey, we just put out Nintendo Today. This is supposed to be our daily news feed. And I'm not saying that Nintendo Direct should go away or that it's not serving its purpose, because it absolutely still is. But I think you can keep, again, to the point of the surprise, which is still so valuable, you can keep people more on their toes by doing more things in between the big directs versus, like, 3 months direct, another 3 months here.
You get the radio silence.
Right. Nothing's happening. Boom. Another big one. It's like, there's a lot that you can do in terms of just one-off communication that can still be really impactful. And that's where you're seeing the most surprises, because nobody's expecting that. It's not, the people don't, oh, I've been keeping a spreadsheet since 2014 of every Nintendo Direct that happened in September. Well, let me tell you, oh, there was only one. Oh, we're definitely getting one.
Yeah.
Those kinds of posts. Like, nobody sees these coming. And I know people can be kind of hit or miss of whether they like it or not.
Right.
I think because they like the Direct formula so much. But from Nintendo's standpoint, if you were to analyze, like, you know, is this going to break out in the same way if it's in a direct or not? You might argue it's the only thing. It's not competing with the 15 other things in a direct.
Yeah, I do wonder, too, if, like, they need to evolve their whole strategy of the 24-hour pre-promotion.
Right, all of
that. They changed that a little bit with the Switch 2 Direct, mm-hmm. where they did announce that quite early.
Yes.
But nowadays, you know, when the way that people get information, the way that they expect information, it's so different from 10 years ago.
Yes.
And the internet is such a living, breathing thing where people are just constantly, you know, moving from one conversation, one news thing to the next so fast. Like, maybe it's just a different way of marketing these directs. Maybe you just put it out there. Like, this year we'll have three directs, and this is the month they'll be in. And you still won't know what's in it,
right.
but people can sort of, you know, put a little pin
right.
in it.
Right.
And then you fill in the months in between with maybe stuff that is
smaller
on
stuff.
Nintendo Today or just on social media. But yeah, it does feel like this sort of formula that they use for Nintendo Direct that causes this kind of churn maybe just needs to be evolved a little bit.
Yeah.
And you see it from like Pokemon, you know, they announce their showcases months in advance.
Yes.
So it's a different way.
Literally
of
months in advance.
Literally
yes,
months.
Yes.
Yeah.
So again, you know, let's assume that this direct happens at the end of this week. It's probably going to do giant numbers.
Right.
It's probably going to, you know, get a lot of people really excited. A lot of big news in there. So you might ask, like, well, who cares? Like, what's the hubbub about if it mm-hmm. leaks or not? Like, they got what they wanted. They, you know,
exactly.
People got excited, but this is just their very unique viewpoint on things where it's like they feel strong. This is the way to get the best possible announcement. Like, we can take a direct from a B+ to an A if we have that element of surprise. And that's the Nintendo difference that only we can do. So if they feel like they're not achieving that, they're not going to feel as good as they thought maybe they would.
Yeah, I feel like, again, they have set their own standard, but the rest of the world, the people that are the millions of people that are watching it, maybe they don't care.
Some people care, some people don't.
Anymore.
Right.
Yeah, some people might still care.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, it's like we're in such a different space now in terms of how we get and how we expect to get information. Like, I almost expect everything to leak for everything.
Right.
Like, any movie, there's going to be a spoiler immediately afterwards.
Yeah,
any game, I'm probably going to see a thumbnail with an ending of the end boss, mm-hmm. like, immediately afterwards. So my personal expectation is, like, sorry, but this is the world that we live in. We live in a world where this is the kind of information that comes to you.
Right.
So is that just the way it is? Should Nintendo also evolve their thinking and just kind of, like, be okay with it? Are we just okay with it to not have this element of surprise anymore? I don't know. I just feel like it's different than what it was 10 years ago.
It's a question that cannot be answered, but I do think for them that's a tough
pill
to swallow.
It's a very tough pill.
It's something that they will be very reluctant to accept.
Absolutely.
Accept defeat. They don't like to do that.
No. Yeah, that definitely feels like defeat to them,
right.
even though it's really not.
Yeah.
It's really not because, like you said, regardless of whether or not there is a leak, this direct is going to do, you know, gigantic numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see huge viewership. They're going to see every news site covering the news out of it. You know, they're going to see, like, massive numbers of people excited about what they're coming out with. They've got everybody, like, dangling on the edge of their seat. So to that point, it's like, you've already won, so I don't know why you need to be all, like, nutty about
it. Yeah, I mean, we've already rearranged our entire week to
potentially do this.
To get the most out of, do the most around this, and like a lot of people already are. So, yeah, it all does sort of come down to your perspective on this and kind of how personally, you know, you want to be surprised, care about
mm-hmm.
being surprised. Because, yeah, different people see things differently.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, anyways, Nintendo is leaky. The world is leaky.
Oh, no.
Everything is leaky. And maybe that is just the world that we live in now. Who knows? Anyways, what do you think? Who do you think is the culprit?
Who's to blame?
Point the fingers in the comments. But maybe not in a scary way because we don't want ninjas to descend upon you. Or us. We're definitely not leakers. I don't have any information, so couldn't leak it if I tried.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, we are on pins and needles for this potential Nintendo Direct. We shall see if there is one. We will be back with all the predictions and reactions and all sorts of fun things that we normally do around Directs. Hope you are excited for the potential of that as well. We're going to wrap this up and see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.